This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The National Archives yesterday released hundreds of pages from Judge Samuel Alito's years at the Justice Department. The pile contained a memo about abortion that has become the latest ammunition in the fight over the Supreme Court nominee. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story of that memo and its fallout.
The case was called Thornburg versus American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. A group in Pennsylvania was challenging a state law that would require doctors to warn women getting an abortion about physical and psychological impacts of the procedure. As Pennsylvania governor, Dick Thornburg signed the bill into law.
I don't know that it's an incremental approach looking to eventual overturning of Roe versus Wade. That was not the intention of the Pennsylvania law that I signed. What it was is to put some reasonable restrictions so that we weren't dealing with abortion on demand, if you will, on any case as a kind of a substitute for birth control.
By 1985, the case had reached the Supreme Court, and the Justice Department had to decide whether to weigh in, and if so, what its argument should be. A career lawyer named Samuel Alito wrote a memo briefing the Solicitor General. He said he thought an incremental approach was the best way to eventually overturn Roe versus Wade. Undermine the law bit by bit, he argued. Don't take it head on. D.C. Attorney Albert Lauber worked with Alito.
It was pretty obvious that the Reagan administration had an objective of trying to get rid of Roe v. Wade, and that was their position. And he was, you know, a career lawyer representing them, and he was telling them, look, if you want to get that objective accomplished, don't go and, you know, piss the court off by asking them to overrule something willy-nilly. Try and do a more glacial approach.
Alito wrote, in the course of the brief, we should make clear that we disagree with Roe versus Wade and would welcome the opportunity to brief the issue of whether, and if so, to what extent, that decision should be overruled. But he argued that if the government didn't take on Roe full force, it was less likely to get a slap in the face from the high court. Attorney Chuck Cooper, who was also at the DOJ during those years, remembers Alito's position as being contentious.
Others in the department, many others, believed that the most effective course and the most important statement to make was to actually ask the court to reconsider and overrule Roe versus Wade. Sam Alito did not believe that was the wiser course.
In the end, Alito lost. The Solicitor General's brief argued that the Supreme Court should overturn Roe versus Wade altogether. The Supreme Court disagreed and struck down the Pennsylvania law. 20 years later, the memo has new significance as the man who wrote it approaches confirmation hearings to the Supreme Court.
The memo calls into question Judge Alito's ability to be impartial, down the middle, fair when it comes to issues like privacy and the right to choose.
Charles Schumer is a New York Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
He seemed to have such strong beliefs, even plotting strategy as here's a better way to, in effect, overturn Roe v. Wade, that I think at the very minimum he's going to have a whole lot of explaining to do.
But others read the memo differently. Jeffrey Rosen teaches law at George Washington University, and he's legal affairs editor of the New Republic.
Of course, it's politically awkward, and there's no doubt that Democrats and interest groups will make as much out of it as possible, but it doesn't, to my mind, make it more or less likely that Alito on the court would actually overturn Roe versus Wade.
This is not the first anti-abortion document that's come out of Alito's years at the Justice Department. In a 1985 job application that was made public a couple of weeks ago, Alito said he believed very strongly that the Constitution does not protect the right to an abortion. Rosen says that leaves Alito only one clear way to assuage pro-choice senators.
In light of these two memos, Judge Alito won't have any wiggle room to leave any doubt about his personal views about the underlying constitutional question. He'll really have to stake his entire case on his view of precedent.
That's stare decisis, the idea that once an issue has been repeatedly affirmed by the high court, it deserves greater deference. The Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday released a questionnaire that Alito had completed. In it, Alito said stare decisis, quote, supplies essential stability to the law and is a fundamental feature of our legal system. But the Supreme Court does overturn its own precedents, and stare decisis is not absolute. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find the full questionnaire at npr.org.